The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And your friends believe you have won, don't you? But this is only the beginning. The beginning of the end.
Wait just a moment before our love will die. 'Cause I must know the reason why we say goodbye.
Sing along, sing along.
Wait just a moment and tell me why. 'Cause I can show you love and that you won't deny.
I'm gonna keep singing, so you might as well sing along. Now, I didn't pick this song by accident. We'll get there. Two reasons I picked this song.
I said wait and show you love it like it was before. 'Cause I won't let that feeling walk out through the door. I said wait just a moment to try once more.
I want to get to the chorus.
'Cause babe, I need to hold you like I did before.
Just but selfishly, because I love singing the song.
So if you go away, I know that I will follow. 'Cause there's a place inside my heart that tells me hold out, hold out, hold out. Oh, baby, wait, wait. I never had a chance to love you.
Oh, wait, wait. If only our love could show you. Wait, Wait. I never want to be without you. Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to the Stranger Danger Podcast. Where today, I'm not here to talk about any episodes. Nope. I'm here to kind of close out Stranger Things 4 for the podcast and look ahead to what is coming next. Maybe what is coming next for Stranger Things, and definitely what is coming next for Stranger Danger. First, let's go back. Let's go back a little bit. Now, you noticed the clip I played at the beginning of this episode was Vecna, Henry 1, telling 11, "You have already lost." I edited out the part. I ended before 11 could say, "No, you did." Because he didn't. And in fact, as Stranger Things 4 ended, it seems to me that Vecna has the upper hand. He didn't die in the firebombing in the Upside Down. He definitely was hurt. He definitely was incapacitated enough for everyone to be saved. But his plan, as far as we can tell, went through and worked perfectly. Maybe. We're not sure about that. The plan was for all four gates to be opened. Well, that seemed to have happened. The plan was, forgive me if I'm wrong, the plan was for these gates to be opened by having those four sacrifices, those four kills. Well, it was almost like 3.5. But as Lucas said, Max did die. And then she came back. And that death seemed to have been enough for Vecna and his plan to succeed. Now, when Max was lying in the hospital and 11 went into the void to find her, we discover later on after the fact, there's a little flashback, that 11 can't find her, can't find anything. It's complete emptiness. So my original thought was that Max's body is alive. She brought back the body, but the soul is lost. The soul is missing, and 11 has to go find Max. That's my guess as to what possibly could be going forward. But I was just thinking about this, and literally, this was my original thought in my note. The little notes that I did take was, Max's soul is missing. It's hiding. It needs to be found. But if we remember, Vecna took Chrissy, took Fred, and took Patrick. Their bodies were left behind. Just empty, literally empty bags of bones. Their souls in Vecna's lair, in his mind, in his visions, in his psychic, you know, hideout, whatever you want to call it, those souls were entrapped in the vines in the trees. What if 11 was able to save Max's body, but Vecna has Max's soul? He was kind of broken out. See, here's the thing, though. And I'm thinking this through as we go. He was, you know, when he got firebombed by Robin, Steve, and Nancy, it kind of broke his hold on Max, on 11. On Max and 11, and on everyone in the house. They had the vines wrapped around him, everyone. But he did get away. And I'm just thinking that he's also looking for Max. This is awesome. I love the fact that we have probably at least a year to think about this and to speculate. And I went into this with one thought. Now I'm thinking three different thoughts. I'm all over the place with this. And that's exciting. It's exciting because you can't tell what's going to happen. You have no idea what's going to happen. But definitely, I feel like the battle for Max's soul is not over yet. And with that happening, we also have to deal with the fact that, you know, as I said in the previous episode, the Upside Down has come to Hawkins. What does that mean exactly? The government was already there because of the earthquakes, because of, well, the quote-unquote earthquakes that they thought. The government was already in town. Now they're here, and they're seeing the red lightning, the red thunder. They're seeing whatever is happening being activated. It is... You have to wonder, will the government be working with, you know, our heroes? Will Owens take the lead? And there's another thing. Where's Owens? The last time we saw Owens, he's with Sullivan. Now, we all hate Sullivan. He's trash. But he's alive, and he knows where they're headed. Remember, Owens' whole plan was if we knock out sedate 11 and the murders keep happening in Hawkins, then we know it wasn't her. Well, as far as this guy can tell, these people left the Nevada and headed back to Hawkins. And later that night, right? Wasn't like that exact night? Hawkins exploded into hellfire. So you can bet without a shadow of a doubt that he still believes that 11 is the cause of all of this, and he is ready to, he's going to still try to wipe her out, which is why she's hidden in the cabin. But how long could she stay hidden in the cabin with everything that is going on? So we have to wonder where Owens is. Is he captive? Is he alive? He was alive when we last saw him. I don't think there's any reason for them to kill him. I don't think, but then again, remember, they showed up in California and just started, you know, machine gun fighting with their fellow soldiers. So you just have to wonder how Sullivan is going to fit into this and how Owens is going to be able to... somehow help, even though right now he seems in a pretty bad place. Also, what I want to talk about, and I might have mentioned this in the finale, we still have this little mystery of the Upside Down. When we saw Vecna, when we saw Henry go through the gate, you know, and get all struck by lightning and become a real uggo, he was slowly, you know, getting stronger, harnessing his powers, and was able to construct the Mind Flayer. Seems like he was also able to get all the Demogorgons, that's what we call them, whatever he calls them, I don't know, to work for him, to aid in his, or maybe they're just wild, and one got out and started killing people in the first one. I'm not sure, but what we didn't see was when he went through the void, it wasn't the Hawkins laboratory on the other side. It wasn't a mirror universe of the world we know. So you have to wonder, is the mirror universe everywhere? Is it only in Hawkins? Was it created, right? Well, let me think. What did we ever see a gate? Well, we saw the Russian gate or them working on a gate in Russia, but we never went through to see what was on the other side. I'm not sure. But I could be getting all this wrong. This is all from memories, a lot of this stuff, but My curiosity is, why did where Vecna go look like, you know, hell, mountains? It did not look anything like the world we know. So there's something to be discovered there. I feel like there's still part of the story for us to learn with that. And also the fact that the Upside Down that we know is 3 years old, right? It's stuck in 1983. And that seems to coincide with 11 opening the gate again. So was Vecna creating a vision of his own world, and it froze when the gate opened? Did the gate opening create the mirror version from our side out, and it froze at that exact moment? So many questions. And again, I love that they didn't set that up for nothing. They didn't say, hey, all these things are from 3 years ago. I don't have this mirror. I didn't write in my journal. Why is this? It seemed to have coincided with 11 opening the gate. When they set something up that interesting and that unique, something that new, you know there's going to be a payoff. You know there's something that they're going to give us in the final season. Even saying that is like, you know, it just hurts. It hurts. And I think, what was my other note? Oh, so my other, well, I also asked, where was Argyle? Right? At the end, was he just off doing looking for mushrooms or eating mushrooms? Was he tripping? Because he's not, I'm pretty sure I watched that a couple times. He's not on that hill at the end. I guess he's just frolicking through the woods. He's going to be surprised when they come back. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is Hellfire. Now, that reporter was still talking about Hellfire and still talking about, you know, the satanic cult and Eddie Munson. And what I'm wondering is, how is that going to affect Lucas, Dustin, and Mike the next time we're with them? I just don't know if there's still going to be some sort of questioning. There's going to be some sort of issue with that, because some people might think this is all because of Hellfire and Satan. You know, Jason definitely still felt that even after what he saw with his friend. He still even more so thought it was those bastards in the Hellfire cult. But we don't have to worry about Jason anymore, do we? So I think those are most of my notes. You know, I worry, another couple things I just worry about is we have some great new characters that we like. We like Yuri now. He's a little out there, but he came through in the end. We love Dmitri. I think this is the first time I've called him Dmitri. Antonov, who we were calling Enzo almost the entire season, or at least I was. I wonder if, because we saw the helicopter and then that was the end of Russia. Is that the end of Russia? If it is, then let me say for the last time, Soviet Russia. All I hope for is that we get the fifth season next year. That's all I can hope for, is that we don't wait any longer and they're able to go full steam ahead and go balls to the wall and just give us the most amazing, jaw-dropping send-off for these amazing characters and this amazing story. And as we are guessing, it's not the end of the universe. It's not the end of the Stranger Things universe. It's just the end of this chapter in it. Whether we go before or after, who knows? But I'm not ready to say goodbye. I'm not ready to let it go. But I can't wait to see how it happens. And all we can do in the meantime is wait. as I said earlier in this episode, I chose this song for a specific reason. The first one is that, it's White Lion. Why wouldn't you choose White Lion? Okay, so maybe three reasons. Number one is White Lion. Number two, the song's title is Wait. Wait, get it? It's a little on the nose, I know. And I feel like I've used it before on this podcast, which is fine because a lot of the time we are waiting. But there's another reason I chose this song. This song came out in 1987. Now, as everyone knows, Stranger Things 4 took place in 1986. Every Stranger Things season has propelled us ahead to another year, or another season. It's taken us ahead. But I'm not sure if we're going to get that this time. I was thinking, Stranger Things 5 has to be in 1987. And then we're going to start getting all this 1987 music. But I don't know. Because the way things left off, it almost feels like it has to pick up right away. Because the action is going crazy. Imagine if they filmed season 5 like right after. Like, we didn't tell you. We already filmed season 5. And it's coming out, New Year's Day. Remember how many times I wanted New Year's Day of this year to be the big surprise? But it didn't happen, which is fine. And I'm sure they didn't film season 5 already secretly. But it took them long enough to get season 4 done. But with the enormity of the finale, I wonder, can they actually afford to say 1 year later? 6 months later? I mean, 2 days later, I was like, wait, what happened in those 2 days? I feel like they can't. I feel like it's going to pick up exactly where we left off. But if in some way they're able to bring us to 1987, I want to make a prediction right now that this will be the song. This song will be featured, and this song will be the big, oh my goodness, it's back on the charts song. I'm not talking about White Lion. One of my all-time favorite songs, also from 1987, from the album Appetite for Destruction, the band Guns N' Roses, the song Sweet Child O' Mine. Now look, it might be a long shot because we have to jump ahead a year for that to be a possibility, but if we do get there, if we do get to 1987, I'm not going to say it's a guarantee. I'm going to say that this is my prediction. And if and when it does happen, wherever you are, you could probably hear me like cheering, going, yeah, real slow motion. I jump off my couch. Yeah. Because I'm calling it now. But it hinges on the fact that we go to 1987, because otherwise, Axl Rose isn't time traveling back to 1986 just for Hawkins. He should, but he won't, and they won't do that. They won't put a song that hasn't come out yet. A time period song. They play songs that aren't of the era, but a one that is of the period, of the time, of the era, that is supposed to be used to kind of signify the era, they won't put this there if it's still 1986. That's all I'm going to say. But if it's 1987, damn it, I'm calling it Sweet Child of Mine. Now, before I talk about what's next, for months, I was telling you, send me voicemails. Send me your messages. I had a few that came in really early, right when the season started. I've had one that came over since. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you have questions, if you have thoughts, if you have theories, send them my way. I'd love to hear from you. And it's easy. You go to strangerdangerpodcast.com/hotline. It brings you right to this voicemail system I use. There's no phone number to call. You just press this button. You hit record. It asks for your name and email. You don't have to put that in. You can just hit send, and it sends it right to me. Easy peasy. But I'm thinking about maybe getting a phone number. But right now, I don't have a phone number. So this is the way to do it. And I thank those who did send those messages in. So why don't we listen to them? First up, haven't heard from Jax in a while, but recently, Jax celebrated a birthday.
Hello, Stranger Things friends or fans. Today's my birthday. Woohoo!
Say hi, Malin.
Hi.
That was my friend, Malin. Ella, say hi.
Hi.
Come over here. Say hi louder.
It's my birthday, and I'm 10. Before I was 10, now I'm 11. 11. Are you listening?
Say hi.
Hi.
That's my friend, Ella. My friends are over. Woohoo! Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I think there's a lot of birthday cake going on around there, because I get the same way when I get birthday cake. I get really excited. But why wouldn't you be excited on your birthday? In fact, the excitement was so much. Jax called back.
Hello? Stranger Danger. I'm at my gaming desk with my 3D soccer ball illusion and my 3D 11 illusion that changes colors, and it's like a 3D 11 light up thing that like looks like it looks like her at your face. It's so cool. And I got an 11, and I got an 11 Funko Pop. Oh, I got an 11 Funko Pop. And I got a Dustin Funko Pop. And I got a Baby Yoda one. And I got a The Mandalorian holding Baby Yoda. And I got a Stranger Things 3 blanket. And I got a Baby Yoda mask. And I got some Stranger Things stickers for my wall. And I got a Ninjago Lego set.
Well, that answers the question, can I be jealous of what an 11-year-old got for their birthday? The answer is, yes, I can. Because it sounded like Jax got a ton of awesome stuff. And also very cool that Jax is now 11. Very on theme with this little show we all love and talk about and get excited about. In fact, Jax was so excited that I got another voicemail, but unfortunately, that one didn't come through right. It was all bleeps and beeps. Like it, the audio was corrupted. I checked both files that I had, the original file and the MP3 that I made, and unfortunately, it didn't come through, Jax. But you know, you can always send another message. Thanks again for listening.
Hey, Strange Danger Podcast. I'm back. It's me, Blue Ivory. First of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for playing my message on your show. I listened to the episode, I think it was The Bite, and as soon as I found out my message was playing, I literally pooped myself a little bit. I was like, oh my goodness, I am on a podcast. So I'd like to say thank you so much for doing that. Really helped me out. One thing though, I did do my music thing wrong. It is on SoundCloud. I am Blue Ivory, but it's at The Real Blue Ivory. So just get that out of the way. Now to the point. I've just finished season 4, episode 1, and all I can say is, wow. You'll see what I'm on about when you watch it. Yet again, I love your podcast, and I hope you keep making it way into the future. Thanks. Bye.
Blue Ivory, great to hear from you again. Even if the message you sent is from a month and a half ago, I finally got to it.
And if you thought hearing yourself on a podcast was exciting, wait till you hear yourself talking about pooping yourself on a podcast, how exciting that is going to be. Believe me, the first time I heard myself just mentioned on another podcast, whether I sent an email or sent a voicemail and they played it, I had a little bit of an accident myself. So it's completely normal. No big deal. And yes, that, and at the Real Blue Ivory on SoundCloud. So check him out on there. And yes, of course, that first episode, I mean, just what we were in store for, what we didn't even know. And like, what the hell was this, you know, all of a sudden Chrissy just kind of broke up into a bunch of pieces and you're like, what? Amazing. And you know what? As much as I've loved talking about season four and kind of getting ready to talk about what's next, I'm going to go back and watch the whole thing again. I feel like we all are. Maybe I'll have a final rewatch of season four before we get to season five. That seems to make sense. That seems like the logical thing to do, but that is for another day, another month, another year.
Hi, it's Michaela again, and I actually have a question for you. If you were able to take over Stranger Things 5 and like write it, direct it, or whatever, what would happen?
Whoa. There's a lot to think about there. One thing that I would make sure happens is somehow they get to 1987 so they can play Sweet Child of Mine. Other than that, well, I would make it for the search for Max's soul. I would make that part of it. I've talked about that. I would not make Sullivan work with, you know, figure out that Eleven's good and work with him because I don't like him and I don't want anything to do with him. But you know, if this is the end of this story, will the other stories come beforehand? And the reason I say this is like, is there a way for the Upside Down to be either gone for good, or is there a way for it to be transformed? Where Vecna turned it into one thing, could goodness turn it into something else? I don't want to see Demogorgons frolicking around. I think I've used frolicking twice here in this episode. So I'm not sure if that's a little too much, but I just wonder, is there a way for it to be completely destroyed where it's gone forever? What I would like to see some real closure for these people. If that means that future stories, because how could future stories in this world happen and Eleven not know about them? So maybe they have to be stories in the past. I don't know, because now our idea of, the powers that these children have, starting back with young Henry, but there obviously has to be more, because we know that Eleven's mom was already doing testing. Oh my goodness gracious, there's so much to think about. But I would love to see the end of the Upside Down, the complete destruction of the Upside Down, and joy and happiness for our friends in the future. And then we flash forward a little, and it ends on Steve and Nancy's wedding. I know that's a long shot because we have Nancy and Jonathan, but I feel like this season made me say, you know, Nancy and Jonathan are nice together, but maybe they are going in two different directions. And Nancy should be going in the direction of a Winnebago filled with Harrington children. Now, that's just me. That's me. I want happy endings for everybody. I don't want a little like, but wait, and then it ends, because that's just going to make me want more. I want closure for all our friends, whether it's a happy closure or, unfortunately, whether there's some sad closure. I want happy endings, but I want closure overall. That is an amazing question, Michaela. What would you do? Michaela or anybody else? What would you do? How would you like to see season 5 take shape or end? Again, send me your voicemail message. There's a link in every show note to send a message to the hotline. So I hope that you do, and I will play it in a future episode. Because from time to time, if there are enough voicemails, I'll just do little episodes where we talk about stuff. We have voicemails come in, and we just kind of go back and forth listening to voicemails and coming up with theories. I would love that. But let's be honest. We all want Stranger Things 5 to get here quickly, but not too quickly that it's all of a sudden it's done. So it's okay to have a little bit of a wait. Let's enjoy Stranger Things 4 again and again and again. And then, and 1, 2, and 3. And then we can jump into Stranger Things 5. It's okay to wait. Because even though there will be no episode recaps for the, you know, until we get Stranger Things 5 here, full episode recaps. I'm not talking rewatches. There's still much to do. There's still much to talk about. And there's still much to read.
Stranger Things, the greatest show alive. All we can do is wait for season 5. I thought in the meantime that it might be fun to read every comic and book in what I call the Stranger Danger Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club. Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the Stranger Danger Book Club is back. In fact, it's back with a brand new novel. It is coming out this Monday, this brand new book, Lucas on the Line. Yes, a story about Lucas Sinclair. Lucas Sinclair joining the high school basketball team, trying to fit in with a new crowd. I am excited to read it. It comes out on July 26th. Which is this upcoming Tuesday. I already have it pre-ordered, so it's going to show up on my Kindle machine right away, and I'm going to start reading it right away. Now, I'm notoriously a slow reader. You've learned this over the years, but I'm going to try to read this one as quickly as I can. I don't want to just skim through it. I want to enjoy it, but I'm going to read it as quickly as I possibly can to get back to you and give you a full book report. Now, with the books, you know, with comics, I kind of go through the whole comic book. When with a book, like a novel, this is a novel written by Sue Davies. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I kind of just give my thoughts. Finish reading it and kind of go right in. They're not as long as the comic book episodes, but I can't wait to read this. I can't wait to be back with this, the first entry in the new chapter of the book club. Did you notice there's a new theme song? I had to change it because we weren't waiting for season 4 anymore. So I'm excited about that. Of course, once we finish this, there's other comics to read. There's going to be much more coming with the book club in the coming weeks and months ahead. In fact, wouldn't it be cool if for a future book club episode, you were able to read along with me? Well, keep an eye on your podcast feed, because in a couple days, there's going to be a little episode, a little announcement talking about a little contest I'm going to be running. But that's not for today, my friends. That's just a little tease to get you excited for what's coming next. Now, here's the thing also, and excited as I am about reading these books and these comics and this next little announcement that's going to be coming in a couple days, that's called a tease, there's only so many books that I haven't gotten to yet. There's Lucas on the Line. There's a few comic books. There's a short story book that I discovered that I think just came out recently. I'm going to be covering that as well. But at some point, you're going to be like, well, he's caught up on everything, and we still don't have Stranger Things 5. Now what are we going to do?
Oh, who are the people on Stranger Things? On Stranger Things, on Stranger Things, the actors and the characters on Stranger Things, the people we have learned to love.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to announce another Stranger Danger special, The People on Stranger Things. And you ask, what does that mean? Well, every episode of The People on Stranger Things, I want to talk about one person of Stranger Things, one of our characters, one of our actors. And I'd like to do it in the order of appearance. I was going to originally call this In Order of Appearance, but the song just was too perfect. So it's called The People on Stranger Things. And every episode is going to be dedicated to one character slash actor. We're going to talk about the actor, where they came from, what else they've done. And we're going to also talk about the character, where we first met the character, where the character is today. Maybe the character isn't alive today. That is a possibility, because we're going to eventually get there. But I just thought this would be a great way to kind of go in depth to a degree. They're not going to be very long episodes. I say that, you know, the classic, that's my famous last words. But every episode is going to focus primarily on one of our stars, one of our characters. Yes, I'll have some maybe I'll do a couple episodes where you get some real small characters thrown together in a grouping. But for the most part, what we're going to be dealing with is one episode per actor, per character. And I think, you know, we'll have those going every week, every couple weeks. I'm not entirely sure yet. I'd like to spread this out so that we kind of fill the void that we're going to be feeling between Stranger Things 4 and Stranger Things 5. So I think I've covered everything I wanted to cover again. So just, we did a little recap, which was, and thought about what's coming next, played some voicemails. I took a guess, maybe a song we might hear if the timing is right. We have the book club coming. We have the People on Stranger Things coming. And of course, as I said, in a couple days, there will be another post in your podcast feed. So pay attention. There'll be a little special talking about a contest. Did someone say contest? Yes, I said a contest with actual prizes. So I look forward to telling you all about that in a couple days. And I look forward to hearing from you again. Remember, you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Geek Mentality. The show is on Twitter at StrangerDPod. The show is on TikTok. Yes, I'm on TikTok now because that's what the cool youths do, and I'm young at heart. At StrangerDangerPod on TikTok. Go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com/hotmail or click the link in the show notes to send me a voicemail. And as always, you can find everything we do. All the bonus episodes, all the rewatch, the book club, Stranger Danger, Stranger Things, Stranger Things 2, Stranger Things 3, Stranger Things 4, all at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much for your support all season, for all the downloads, for all the tweets and the notes and the iTunes reviews. Got a nice one from Steve G. Love this show. Was searching for Stranger Things podcast. Stumbled across this one and started listening. The final rewatch watched every episode and listened to every pod in about 3 weeks. Amazing. Just a fun, easy listen from someone you can tell is really a fan of the show. Thanks. Thank you, Steve. Stevie G also tweeted that this was his favorite podcast right now. So thank you so much. That is awesome. Also got one from Icy Manning 18. Thank you so much. It's awesome to hear your podcast. Thank you. And I'm going to read this one. Vern Dan is God 1111. I totally screwed that up. But they wrote, amazing. I love Stranger Things ever since I was 10. It's amazing. Keep it up. Thank you so much. I will keep it up. And lastly, I just want to say thank you to the people who have bought t-shirts. Yes, I have t-shirts available. If you go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com/store, you can see there are some shirts available. I bought one first, and I put it on first to make sure that it looked okay. And it does. And I washed it, and my wife washed it, and she dried it, and I put it on. It still fit. It didn't shrink. And I've sold a couple. Some people I know personally are my like close friends. Some people I don't even know watch these shirts. It is just like, it is amazing. And I appreciate it. And I love the love, and I feel the love, and I thank you so much. So that's it. Again, remember, you're going to hear from me in a couple days talking about a contest. But until then, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. Stay Stranger, my friends. And remember, don't go into downtown Hawkins. It seems like it's a bit of a mess right now. Yeah, I feel like I've used this song before, but who cares? It's so great.
Fans, not experts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at HereYouAreAZ.com.